Well, hello. My goodness. Today's topic is about those triggers. We all get them. You've been away from the narc. Like for my situation, I'm divorced. Fully, completely, thank God. Some of those things that we're able to celebrate in the fact that we have come a long way. There's been a lot that we've gone through with our healing. We're still healing over a lot of things that are going on. Like for myself, I've really had to, in order not to repeat it, in order to make sure that I truly do heal from all of the harm that was caused, said I was diagnosed with CPTSD, so I'm trying to handle things a little bit differently than just what my body wants to do, And of course, there are certain situations you come into where you just want to run away and and not look back out, But you have to face those. Your life has to go on. You don't want to stay in that victim mode. I don't even want to stay in the mode of survivor, I want to get to Thriver and beyond, So my goal is to heal myself the best way I possibly can. And I know that's going to be an ongoing thing from now till forever, But I am noticing that there's a lot of things that I'm doing. I'm handling situations that I wasn't able to handle very well, especially when I first left. I had some really bad triggers, bad flashbacks, and those were probably the harshest things. And any contact whatsoever, or mere thought that there might have been, caused such fear. And that's not how you want to live your life, And of course, you still try to, live your life. You try to go to work. You try to do what you got to do. You got to go, And it's like trying to live without looking over your shoulder, That is a very difficult portion to get to. And I'm not saying I'm there or that I'm completely, this is past me, because it's not. Far from it. I'm still in the very much in the thick of it, very much in the middle of it. There has been a lot of things that I have gone through. For me to better understand what I went through, I had to dig into what narcissistic people were, or what drove them to be who they are. What were some of those techniques called? And it gave me an opportunity to name some of those things that I didn't know what it was called. All I know is I was feeling like I was going nuts at times. He's given me word salad and he just woke me up. It's 3 in the morning and it's all because, he couldn't sleep. What? Like I said, I no longer have those situations with me, and I am so thankful for that. But we need to understand that any trigger we come across, and I don't care, even if it's just setting a boundary with a loved one that, like for myself, I never had really any boundaries, So that in itself is very much a new concept, Not necessarily new, like knowledge of it. It's just my better understanding of how I can internalize that and flip that and be able to say, no, even if it's just a simple, hey, can you do this, that, or the other tomorrow night at 5? No, I can't. That's all you need to say. You don't need to go further into anything else. Just simple. Okay, but some of those simple things like that even can mean a big deal, because you've gone for a very long time. For me, I've always been that people pleaser. I've always wanted, I hated when I had to say no. I still hate it. I don't like it. you know, because it's almost like I feel their disappointment before I even say it, you know. And for me, I like to help those around me. I like to spread my love, my care, my kindness. I, you know, and the best way I know how to do that is through service. So if it means babysitting, helping you clean, helping you provide something in some way, hell, I'll go to the grocery store for you. You know, I mean, I know those are very small, little tedious tasks. Okay. But that's what I'm saying, or those type of things. I will go and do things for you. Okay. I want to make your life a little bit easier. So maybe you don't have to go do that, or, you know, whatever. And sometimes that can be taken advantage of, and you have to realize those small moments like that is what's going to make those moments where when you are facing something of a more monumental boundary, it helps you practice that in a sense. Because you're doing it all the time, your body gets used to saying no and dealing with, okay, I'm not going to ruminate about the fact of where this person is going to go because I said no, or they're going to hate me, or, you know, wherever you may go, your dark, twisted moments with that, you know, they help you heal. They really do. And you have those opportunities all the time. It's just you have to actually be, I believe, by me being more in the moment, it gave me the opportunity to see more of those opportunities were actually right there for me to experience. As long as I was right there in that moment, I had that opportunity. But if I wasn't, I found myself ruminating. I found myself just jumping and going all over the place, you know, thinking that there's going to be some catastrophic thing that eventually would wind up happening to the relationship or to, you know, whatever, something, or that would be the reaction because I said no to something, you know. And it's really weird to me because when I was a young parent, I could tell my child no, like, all the time. No problem. I told them no all the time. Okay. But it's like as you start to heal, and it's hard to say no to those that you really love, those that, you know, have been in your corner, those that, you know, like for him, he's been through everything with me. He knows the good, the bad, the whatever has gone on. He knows it, you know. And for me to say no to him or his family, it takes a lot of muster for me, you know. And it's, like I said, those are just, you know, those small things, or, you know, learning to tell my dad, putting my foot down, nope, that's not going to work, you know, or anybody else that you come across, you know, your friends that, you know, whatever, something could come up that, you know, it's just, to me, they seem small at the time because you go, okay, it's, you know, they just, so-and-so wants this small little favor. And it is those small things that help you grow and realize, hey, is this something I want to do? You know, and if you do agree with it, fine, okay. But you shouldn't always be available, period. There should be some time that, yes, you do need your time for yourself. You do need time that, you know, is you. And it's up to you how long you last with any of this, you know. But I really feel that when you practice your boundaries, and saying no is very integral, but it does lay some of the foundation for you being able to say, you know what, you do not give me the good vibes I'm always looking for, so I'm going to start not hanging out with you, or I'm going to cut you off and keep you at more of a distance. You know, you're my auntie, I love you, but, you know, girl, you toxic. I can't handle toxic. That's, you know, I choose not to have that in my life. And when I choose not to have that in my life, it spills over to other people that you may not have realized that you're going to wind up cutting down and cutting, like, cutting your social circle becomes very small, in my opinion. And it can become very small just by being with a narcissist. And being in an abusive type of relationship, it will make your social circle very small. And then you put on top of it, now that I've left, and the people who are left surrounding me, who were supportive or in just, you know, hey, from a distance, we're still here. You know, you haven't been disowned, okay, in some way. When you then are starting to heal, and upon that healing process, for me at least, has been, I want peace. I want calm. I don't want anything that is remotely close to what it was like in my life a few years ago. That, no, I don't want that. That was the whole point. Okay, I am worth more than having to live in such chaos. And I owe that to myself, if no one else, you know. And when you are looking for just to get away from it, to heal, to all this, you're not going to get that if you keep going to Aunt Betty's house, and every time you go there, she's telling you that, well, you just have a rough taste. You've got a bad taste for men, or, you know, well, you were always kind of naive and stupid, you know. No. Just, you know, I can get up and I can walk away. I can get up, I can walk away. I can tell her, hey, you know what? Knock that off. I don't like that. And if she continues that, and that's your choice. If you get up and say, hey, I'm done. This, no, total disrespect. No, I've been through all kinds of shit, and you have no idea the depths of my lowest of my lows that I went through just to get to the point of leaving that person. And now while I am trying to heal, you're going to keep breaking open my wound? No. Nobody has to tolerate that, you know, and it isn't, oh, well, Aunt Betty, that's just how she talks. No. She can talk that way all she wants. It will not be towards me or mine, and it will not be that way if I am there. Because if I hear that even towards somebody else who is not me, I'm still going to wind up saying something. I don't want that in my environment. And if you can't handle hanging out with somebody without getting into an argument with somebody over whatever, I don't care what it is, you know, or demeaning them in some way. Oh, well, I didn't know. Okay, fine. Then fix it. Just don't, you know. There's a lot of people you wind up having to say, yo, I got to keep you at a distance. I can talk to you on the phone. I can handle your visits for about 20 minutes, half hour. After that, you get a little loopy or whatever happens, it seems to click on. Okay. I am one that if I'm not going to get good vibes, I don't want to be around you, you know, plain and simple. The more good vibes I get from you, the more, yeah, I want you to be in my circle. I want, you know, I want to do share our vibes back and forth. I'm you know, very much of that, you know, expand each other, whatever. Okay, good. But if you are of toxic behavior, I don't want that around me. And, you know, I mean, it's just what pops in my head is like you walk into the room, especially because we have holidays here, and we have a tendency to kind of give family members or friends or whoever passes because of their age, or because, well, this is what they knew of me back then. I'm just not that way, and they haven't quite caught up to me yet. Okay, fine, whatever. Okay, but you don't have to put up with that. And just like as you change, you can educate them and let them know, hey, I just don't, you know, this is my boundary, and this is, you know, I don't like that, and I'm gonna let people know when I don't like things. Nothing against you or anything else. I understand things may not be, you know, meant to be that way sometimes, especially those who don't, they've always talked unfiltered, okay? And a lot of those people have, they've gotten a pass for so long that they damn near have blinders on and what goes on. And to me, if you're going to do that towards me or mine or whatever, I'm going to say something. I'm going to let it be known. Don't do that. And if you can't handle not doing that, then you're going to see us leave. At least I will leave. I will all of a sudden then, you're not part of my circle. I won't find any way to even reach back when you reach out to me. You know, that's one of the biggest signs. You know, I'm not saying I get back to people really fast either way, but when I don't respond, period, that means you are in my no contact list, you know, and I don't contact, you know. But it does. It builds for those bigger moments when you are asked to stretch yourself. You've had a long week and somebody asked you to do something, and all of a sudden you have the strength to say no when you really, you're butt tired. Your brain's been tired. Your body's tired. You've been going through all kinds of triggers on and off this week. So you're dragging, okay? And all of a sudden, you're able to do it. And you realize almost in that very moment why you're doing it. And you go, holy cow, I had no idea. You know, and it's like, kudos, good for you. Like I said, celebrate those little moments. I don't care if it is something as simple as you have been having a hard time hopping in the shower. Celebrate that. And it's, to me, it's more of something you're giving yourself. Because when you're in the shower, it is more of the me time than anything. Even when you have, you know, 5 children running around under the age of 5, your shower time and bathroom time is, you know, that's where your altar is at, damn near. Okay, like I said, it's hard and it's very difficult, and this healing process is a lot harder than I can honestly say that I was ever even painted a picture of, given, you know, hey, it's going to be difficult to do this part, that part, and the other. But it was the once you have left, once you have, like, started getting things where you are going to be permanently severing ties from this person, where, you know, there won't be any, there'll be a divorce, there'll be name changes, you've moved on, you're doing things for yourself now instead of for them, you know. And there is a lot, a huge amount of, to me, self-education is key on this, where just like I had stated in previous episodes, when you go on YouTube or TikTok or any of your social media things, heck, school websites like universities and things, and medical schools, things like this, government websites, you know, to look up information, look at the medical journals, read these articles. Like I said, they are chock full of absolute scientific research that, you know, this was not just written because some guy felt this way. Okay. There had to be views and there had to be things that they were looking at for this. And for me, myself, like I said, YouTube was one of the biggest surprises I had out of it. And on this side of it, as far as the healing goes, I believe it or not, it's more TikTok probably than YouTube, but YouTube is very much a integral part in some of that research that I've been doing. Like I said, I connect with the medical field to help me out, because I feel like one helps me understand what I've gone through, where I've been, and where I'm at now mentally and bodily. It helps me because I have flare-ups where all of a sudden I'll have a swollen eye, all of a sudden I'll have body parts that, you know, are very reminiscent of injuries that I had during the relationship, you know, that I haven't done anything to have them flare up, but it's part of that mental body process. You got to get all that negative energy out of you, you know. Personally, I find movement to be like dancing and yoga, and just, you know, swaying like in yoga positions and stuff, getting your body loose, just whatever you feel like doing, get your body to move, you know. And I know sometimes we feel like just absolute crap, we don't want to move, we don't want to do anything, you know, and I get that. But just like we don't want to have to sit there and cry because of something that we found out or realized that we had never looked at when we were a kid. You know, because in order to find out, hey, how can I stop me from getting with another narcissist or another person like this? How am I going to be able to make sure that I am praised like the queen that I truly am? I am extremely powerful, very powerful. And I feel like, you know, there needs to be some form of honoring that, you know, when you are exchanging energies. And I don't care if you're just sitting there chilling and, you know, you know, having a drink with somebody, or I don't care what it is, you know, you are exchanging energies. And if you are in negative, that means you are getting my good vibes and I'm having to soak up bad. And that's unfair to me. Okay. You know, plain and simple, you know, but we have to find ways where you're having a conversation with somebody and all of a sudden you get real angry over a topic that came up. And they could be reminiscent of, say, something that happened during the relationship. Or it could be something that happened when you were a kid. And you don't know why. All you know is you got really pissed off. You were super offended. You know, you stormed off, whatever. You know, it just wasn't good, you know. Look at why you had that trigger. Lean into it. Don't run away from it. Running away from it is going to keep having that happen. And all it's going to do is get worse and worse and worse eventually. Okay. But it, to me, I say lean into the triggers. Think about it. Where do you feel the pain? That to me is one of the first things. Because the emotion that you feel that comes up from there, you typically can feel it somewhere within your body. Sometimes it's your heart, sometimes it's your throat, your head, your belly, whatever, okay? To me, with emotions, you can feel the source of where they come from. And if you're able to do that, it gives you an idea, at least, of an area to look into. Okay, say for instance, you feel the emotion more coming from your throat. To me, I would say that would probably correlate more with something to do with your voice or maybe being heard. Like your opinions didn't matter or felt that way, or somebody told you that. Or it was something you were being told many, many times over a long period. You know, it could be really anything. But it is very individual, just like the healing process, just like your relationships and the process in which you leave or stay or therapy or anything else. It is very much customizable. And I feel it should be customized according to you. But really, just dive in, find out, you know, it's going to hurt having to reveal some of the pains, you know. at one point in time, for instance, I had looked at the, I thought I had a pretty decent childhood. I thought things were okay, you know, but the more I looked at it and the more I actually dug into even some of those triggers, I found out that there were some injuries I had as a child that caused me to find some of the behavior that I managed to have to deal with as an adult in this abusive relationship. It laid the groundwork for that. If it wasn't for this happening in my childhood, I would not have found this in my adulthood being okay for a minute. And there is a very huge correlation between the two. And I feel it is our responsibilities as humans trying to live our best life as possible to spread that love and that care and that kindness. Even with the sucky stuff that happens to us, we still have to hold ourselves accountable in some way and in some fashion. And if one of those things is me having to dig into my childhood so that way I don't lash out at the cashier at Walmart for not bagging up my stuff, wonderful. Because then I didn't have to spread the negative, the yucky stuff that I'm trying to avoid. You know, so like I said, dig into any source. Do not look at it as, oh, it's only this or it's only that. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Whatever works for you is what really matters. And if that means that you take a bath every day at 5 p.m. and it just puts you in the best of moods, so be it. Do it. If it means that you need to go to see a doctor speak on a TED Talk or something, go for it. Do what you gotta do. You know, if it means every day you need to take 20 minutes and just, you know, go and meditate and or go on a run or, you know, what, I honestly, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be listening to a podcast, could be like this one. And for all those that do listen, thank you. It could be literally anything. Go for a run. It could be a drive with music playing. It could be, I mean, anything that brings you joy, do it. Think back to when you were a kid. What did you like? Do those things. If at one point in time you're into photography, start taking pictures on your phone. Go on a walk and just go for pictures. If you like taking pictures of people, go to a park. If you like animals, go to the zoo. Okay? See what I mean? Just try to really focus on you. What's going to get you to bring your vibes up and out of that negative space? That's pretty much the goal on... to me in my day-to-day, man. You know, thank you guys again for listening, and I really am trying to put forth an effort of making sure that I'm here a lot more often, because it helps me immensely, and every time I do this, it reminds me how much I miss it, and I truly miss being able to be that resource, or being able to just simply be an ear for you guys to listen. Or for me to listen in that matter, should I say. Again, reach out if anybody needs anything. All the info is in on the whatever platform you guys used. So, like I said, again, love isn't hurt. Love you guys. Talk to you guys soon.